Hare Krishna. Bhaktanam Mana Vardhana. That was a name that Kardama Muni called Lord Kapila, which means someone who's always eager to increase the fame of his devotees. A beautiful name. And that was our topic for this morning. Discussion, Priti Lakshanam, how Krishna is also known as Bhava Grahi Janardana, or Lord who always just looks at the good qualities and amplifies the good qualities of his servants. And considering that this is Krishna's approach to his devotees, then how much more it should be our approach to his devotees, to each other, it becomes really the foundation for what we really call real community, having things in common. Common not meaning that we just believe in Krishna, but that we have a common attitude. We relate to each other in the way that's characteristic of true Vaishnavas, as Madhyam Adhikaris, and we exhibit loving exchanges. And Priti Lakshanam, I mentioned that in class, that it's interesting that Rupa Goswami is talking about the Upadesh Amrita, the essence of all instructions, and one out of the 11 verses, which means 10%, say, of scriptural instructions, is about loving exchanges amongst the devotees. Dadati, Pratigirdati, Guyamakyati, Pritchati, Bhunte, Bhojayate, Chaivam, Satyadi, Pritilakshana. So these six types of exchanges, they're what are symptoms of love, and they're what develops love. And there's a word that I was looking for yesterday, and I couldn't really quite find it. It had to do with my studies. And that was, well, I'll just explain it. Anyone has it, they could send it to me, but I couldn't find anything, much as I searched. That here we see that these six activities, if done, generate loving affection amongst devotees. And when loving affection is there amongst devotees, then these six activities are their characteristic. In other words, I'm looking for a word. I saw someone use this word co-causal, but it doesn't seem to exist anywhere in the dictionary, but it means that a thing causes something, and that thing also becomes the, which is the product becomes a cause for its own cause. I'll explain. Just like here, you have the six symptoms of exchange, which when done just dutifully or nicely, they cause loving love to manifest amongst devotees. But when love is there amongst devotees, then the same six activities take place. The difference is they're not done out of duty or out of knowing that this will be good for our relationships, but they're saturated with love. They're done because of love, and therefore they themselves are really then become loving transactions. So it's just a qualitative difference. The activities may be completely the same. So what's a word that explains that principle that a cause produces a product, and the product then also manifests that same cause? Okay, so back to Priti Lakshana. By performing these activities, then relationships amongst Vaishnavas develop. And that's what the Krishna Consciousness Movement is about. And that's the type of relationships that Madhyamadikaris are familiar with. They know about prema, maiti, kripa, upeksha, who to show love to, who to be friendly with, who to show mercy to. Whereas beginning devotees, they're sort of in a precarious position because natachane subhakteshu. They don't know these types of loving exchanges, and therefore they may fall victim to just the opposite of what Krishna does, which is looking at the bad qualities of people. That's what devotees will do. That's the opposite. Krishna looks at the good qualities, bhavagrahi janardana. He looks at just small quality. And even if it's just a very minor, small quality, Krishna appreciates that because given the right type of conduct and right type of progression, those people will progress to him and ultimately become full-fledged devotees and pure devotees and become his associates. Even the Brahmins. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Krishna is favorable towards Brahmins, but Brahmins may not be devotees. In fact, very often they're not. Usually Brahmins who are devotees, we call them the devotees. So they may not be devotees, but still they're inquiring, interested in Brahman. And if they continue their pursuits, sooner or later, they're going to end up in devotional service. And therefore, even they're very dear to Krishna. What to speak of those who already know that Krishna is the absolute truth, and those who are serving Krishna. And they're serving Krishna with love and devotion. So then they're very special. So one needs to... We need to be very appreciative and learn that type of appreciative atmosphere, which Srila Prabhupada was really a real advocate of and testimony of. Srila Prabhupada appreciated when one of his disciples was really pioneering in book distribution. He called him the incarnation of book distribution. Another devotee who was a senior later, he said, you're on the same level as Yudhisthira Maharaj. And his lady disciple, cook, says that she cooks just like Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada would say these things, and these aren't isolated statements. Prabhupada really praised devotees, and that type of high praise and appreciation as in this verse, increasing the fame of your devotees, that was really felt throughout the Krishna Consciousness movement. It was a type of a mood that because it was there in Srila Prabhupada, other devotees were very appreciative. It was an atmosphere that I came to in Krishna consciousness. The devotees were appreciative of each other, praised each other, spoke nicely. It was quite a different atmosphere than, unfortunately, today's internet and sort of open or free speech tends to promote. Not that it isn't there nowadays, it's also there. But I guess you say it was a much more innocent time at that time. And it was very, very, very wonderful, wonderful experience. And with some of these examples that I gave, Prabhupada was extraordinary in his praise of devotees. And for that, Prabhupada also really stood by his disciples when some of their rough edges were being pointed out by, who knows, either his godbrothers or some other people and so on. Prabhupada emphasized good qualities, one of which was that Prabhupada's disciples were sacrificing their lives to spread Krishna consciousness. So that is the discussion today. Maybe something that's worth noting. How can we catch people doing something right and praise them for that? I remember back in the days of the one-minute manager, which is a type of leadership training, very good. And the one-minute manager was emphasizing this thing of catch people doing something right. A tendency may be that we catch people when they're doing something wrong. And when we do that too many times, then it starts giving the wrong signal, what to speak of, giving people phobia. But if we always make a point of praising people and pointing out something good that they're doing, as small as it may be, then it really makes for much more positive relationship. And then, of course, there are times when we have to point out other things that aren't so well done. But certainly, if catch people doing things right and point that out, practice that, then it becomes much easier on others when we have to actually point out to them their defects. Hare Krishna.